My name is Christian Galblango, and this is my quarter three English benchmark. Peer pressure. This is something most, if not all, teenagers can relate to. But what is it? Peer pressure is basically when your friends persuade you to do something you don't want to do. This can lead to experimenting with alcohol, drugs, sex, and many more. Teens today are willing to go to extremes and cross boundaries just to be accepted by their friends. In the following stories, I interviewed a few friends of mine about the time they were peer pressured. My first story will be about Olivia Smith, 15, who attends Science Leadership Academy talking about her first time drinking. Was there a moment in your life when you were peer pressured?
Well, yeah, like, I think like that happens to everyone at some point in their life.
So what was your story?
Well, there was like these kids that lived on my block that like were like the cool kids. They're like the ones that everyone wanted to hang out with, but they like lived on my block, so they like knew who I was. So this one time, they're like walking home from school and like they took my bus, so they were like talking to me, I guess. And they're like, you should come to this party, like we're gonna have it, and it's gonna be really fun. You know, like I went and I thought I was like all like badass because I was hanging out with like the kids that were a year older than me. And all my friends were like, I wanna come. But I was like, no, like you can't come, that would be weird. So I went by myself and they were all like drinking and stuff, and I was like I was kind of like, I don't know, it was like the first time I ever drank, so I didn't want to like, I don't know, I was like questioning about it, but everyone was like, oh no, go ahead, like it'll be fun, your parents won't find out. And I was like really scared that my dad would find out, because like my dad would like beat the crap out of me. So they like kept saying that it was gonna be okay and like it would be fine. So I had one beer. And then they were like, here, have some more. Oh, so I like, God. I don't know, I got like really drunk. It was really scary.
So were you ever caught? If so, how were you caught?
Well, it was like 2 a.m. and I was up the street still. I looked at my phone and it said the time. And I started like flipping out. I was like, oh my gosh, my dad is going to kill me. So by that time I was like pretty sobered up, but I was still like falling all over the place.
Oh,
so
God.
But like I was in the right mind, like I knew that I had to get home,
obviously.
So
yeah.
So I'm walking home and I'm like two blocks away. It's already like 3 hours past my curfew. My dad is going to eat me alive. And so I walk in the door and my dad is just like sitting on the couch very peacefully without the TV on or anything, just like creepily sitting there. And he looks at me and he goes, where were you? And I said, I was at Kelsey's, which that's actually where I was. I was just being an idiot and telling him where I actually was. And so I was acting like I was mad. Therefore he would like let me go to my room and just go to bed. But that did not happen. And he was like, well, what did you do there? And I was like, well, she had a couple of friends over and blah, blah, blah. And I like made up this entire like bullshit story that he would never believe. And we were just, like he found out and I was like, I wasn't drinking. And he was like, yes, you were. So I ended up coming clean and I was like, yeah, I did. So that was the first time I ever got drunk and I got caught.
So how did you feel at that moment?
When I got caught or when I like first took the drink?
Both.
Well, when I first took the drink, I was like, oh, like this is fun. And I thought like, I don't know, I guess I thought I was gonna get away with it. But I don't know why I would have thought that, because they live on my block and my dad could just look outside and see that there's a huge party going on. So.
And his daughter is missing.
Yeah, I was really scared. I guess I was more so scared that my dad would just like, you know, not trust me or anything, but like, I don't know, it was scary.
So do you regret doing it?
I mean, I think everyone should have like their first time experience and, you know, try different stuff out. But I think I would have been like smarter with the decisions that I made and like how I went along with having my first time.
These days, Olivia tells me that her father lets her have more freedom so she doesn't have to sneak around. She also tells me that she has learned her lesson not to be peer pressured as easily, and that she has made smarter choices. My next story will be about Sasha Sapp, 15, who attends Science Leadership Academy, talking about the time a guy tried to have sex with her.
So yeah, it was this one time and I didn't do it because I'm a good girl. And it was the summer, 2010, so last summer basically. And it was me and my friend Des. And like we had our little adventures and stuff. And it was this one time she had a boyfriend and he asked her to come over his cousin's house. So she asked me to go with her and stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I won't let you go alone or whatever. So we go to the guy's house or whatever. And we go there twice. There's this one time and she's in the room with her boyfriend and I'm stuck in a room with her cousin and with her boyfriend's cousin because I didn't want to be downstairs like it was two other guys. I didn't want to be down there with them, so I was just like, okay, I'll just go in the guy's room. So we're in there, and the first time, like, we're just talking or whatever. He's just like, oh, you're cute. I'm like, oh, thanks. He's like, are you a virgin? I'm like, yeah, I am. And then he's like, oh, that's not common around here, you know? I was like, yeah, I know. I'm kind of proud of it in a way. So that was like the first time or whatever. And then the second time, there was the next day, she was in the room with her boyfriend again, and I was in the room with the same dude. So, like, we're just sitting there talking and stuff, and then next thing you know, the guy tries to kiss me on that, so I'm like, whoa, guy, what the fuck are you doing? Back the fuck up. Like, he's like, whoa, 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 I'm just trying to, and I'm like, no, you're not trying to do shit. So I stormed out the room and stuff, and I didn't say anything to my friend, though, because I didn't want to ruin her time or whatever. But it's like, I felt like the guy was, like, trying to pressure me into... Yeah, you know, like having sex with him, because like he tried to kiss my neck and he was going way past my fucking boundary. Oh crap, I keep forgetting this is an interview.
No, it's fine.
He keeps going, like, crossing my personal space. And when you cross my personal space, I feel like I'm gonna cut somebody. Like, don't come within my 2-foot radius, like, little box of area. So yeah, basically that's what happened. But because I'm a good girl, I stormed out the room. I would have grabbed the knife, but you know, can't get locked up and stuff. But because I'm a good girl, I didn't do it. I did not succumb to his pressuring because I'm boss. Okay, so afterwards is the crazy part, basically. So I'm downstairs with, like, the guy, my friend's boyfriend's, like, his other friends were down there. So I'm down there. I felt safer down there, like, not in a room. I was actually in the kitchen. So it was, like, living room, dining room, kitchen. So I was in the back of the kitchen just sitting, and it was, like, a little bar area or something, but it wasn't, like, drinks and stuff, but it was a bar area. So I'm sitting there, and, like, another guy comes over. He's like, what happened? And I'm like, okay, so this creeper guy upstairs, like, tried to kiss my neck, and I'm just like, no, I'm not having that. I don't want you in that space. Get out of my space. So he's, like, all talking, just like, they're just, like, making me laugh, not really coming close to me, thankfully. And my friend upstairs, she, like, next thing you know, I hear her storming downstairs. She's like, come on, we need to go now. And I'm like, ooh, okay. So we're, like, walking out of there. And then she's like, so I'm leaving his room or whatever. And then his cousin storms in there, like, during, and then I'm like, whoa, buddy, this guy's a creep. And then she's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, was all looking at me and stuff while I'm, like, trying to get dressed. And I'm like, OMG, this is crazy. This guy's such a creep. And he was, like, trying to, like, I don't know what he was trying to do with her, even though her boyfriend was in there, but her boyfriend didn't even say anything. So I'm like, what's going on? What's wrong with this family? They're a bunch of creeps.
How did you feel at that moment?
In that moment, like, the very moment when he, like, came towards me, I guess I felt like, you know, when the wind just, like, kind of escapes your throat, that's how I felt. I was like, okay, what's this guy doing? What's his plan? And it's just like, just imagine you sitting there, next thing you know, some guy's, like, tilting his head at, like, a 45-degree angle, trying to press his lips against your neck. Imagine that. And you're just like, whoa, buddy. That's how I felt. Whoa, buddy.
What do you feel about your decision?
Well, that's a personal question, but I respect my decision. Like, I wasn't gonna sit there and let someone I've known for literally a day and a couple of hours come, like, in my vicinity like that. So, like, I was absolutely fine with my decision. I'm like, no. So, and also, like, talking to my friend, like, my decision to say, okay, maybe we shouldn't go back there, you know, because I did tell her that after we left, and we actually didn't go back there, you know, because, like, she was, like, talking to her boyfriend and stuff about it, and he didn't say anything, so she didn't like that, so we never really went back there. So I respect my decision.
What do you want to say to people that's being peer pressured to have sex or lose their virginity?
Well, first and foremost, it always depends on the person, but I guess I would say, I can't speak for everyone, but my advice is if you feel as though you're not ready, but you feel, like, if you feel as though you're not ready, one, especially don't do it, but two, if you feel, like, the pressure on you, if you feel as though this person is getting ready to force you to do something, you kick up your defense mode, okay? You pull out the knives. You pull out the shanks. You pull out your foot. If you're wearing heels, hit the bull with a heel. If you see a book, throw the book at him. You use whatever is necessary. You turn it into a weapon, okay? That's honestly, like, situations like that, someone could have been raped. Like, if you don't know the person, like, that's a dangerous situation for real, for real. So keep your shank, keep your pepper spray, keep your everything on you. You got a gun, keep your gun on you. Safety first. That's my advice. And no sex.
What do you think of people that have sex just because their friends are doing it?
Well, this is a really personal question, and this is my opinion, obviously. So I think that first and foremost, sex itself is something like really, really special, something really, really private. I think that it's something that should really only be shared between like two people who really do love each other. That's how I see it. So it's like when I know people who just go around having sex just for the hell of it, like, it makes me feel some type of way. It's just like, do you not value, like, because, like, it's more of a spiritual thing for me. It's like, you don't value that. You don't think that that's something special, like a special bond between you and another person. That's how I think about it. And when I just, like, I do know people who, like, just go around, like, okay, so I'm going to do him or I'm going to do her, especially for guys. When it's a girl, it's slutty. But when it's a guy, it's epic. So I hate that little double standard right there. Like, if you're a dude and you do that, you're a whore. If you're a girl and you do that, you're a whore. It's not for a girl and it's not for a guy. If you just go around just screwing anybody you want without, like, and then, like, at least stay protected if you're gonna do it. Goodness, that's how you spread STDs. We don't need any more of that. So please, condoms.
Peer pressure can be a both positive or a negative thing. I think that it depends on the type of crowd that you associate yourself with. But nonetheless, you should be doing things because you want it, not because other people want you to do it. Thank you to Olivia Smith and Sasha Sapp for the great stories, and thank you for listening.